Thank him because you are not in the hospital.
Thank him because you are not sick. Thank him because you are not on the 650. Thank him for keeping you. Thank him for keeping your family. Thank him for seeing you through. Father, we bless you. We worship you. Thank you, Father.
Oh, holy.
Easter Sunday.
You hear a lot. I know that is what we even call Easter Bunny. You know? What is Easter Sunday? When you look around, what is it that we are talking about when we say Easter Sunday? you know, is a festival and holiday celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, described in the New Testament as heaven occurred on the third day of his burial after the crucifixion by the Romans. Praise the Lord. So Easter Sunday is something that helps us to recognize the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ after he went on the cross of Calvary to die for us. Do we deserve it? Does he need to do it? He didn't need to do it. He can as well tell his father and say, Father, this is too much for me. These people, you have had so much covenant with them, yet they have not changed. Why are you bothering? Does it mean after you do this that they are going to change? There was no question. He decided to go. And he went. He died. So that what me and you are enjoying today, we can enjoy it. My prayer is that his death will not be a wasted death in the name of Jesus. Brethren, we have always said it here. If any of us were asked to release our children to take the place of our Lord Jesus Christ, I always say it, it's not something I can do. I will need a lot of extra grace to do it. But because Jesus loves me and you, God loves us, rather. He did not look at our iniquity. He did not look at our behavior. He decided to send his only begotten son to die for us on the cross of Calvary. So today, what is it that I want to pass across to us? I want us to remember that we cannot forget the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. Easter Sunday, we give God the glory for bringing it back. We help them, we thank God for the kingdom of darkness was rejoicing when Jesus Christ died. They thought it was over. They are finally won. But at the end, the Lord proved himself. That's why I know that whoever is rejoicing over your failure, whether they like it or not, they are coming back to celebrate with you. Amen. Because the kingdom of darkness thought it was over. They thought it is done. Let's see what will become of these Christian people. This one, they're so-called children of God. But the Lord did not disappoint them. On the third day, a son came back alive. And that is why I know that everything concerning you that has died is coming back alive in the name of Jesus. Yeah. But today, I want just to reflect on the death of our Lord Jesus Christ. I want us to look at the fact that somebody had to go to the cross to die for me and you. It is not just about the Easter Sunday, brethren. The thing that we are talking about is about the cross. It's about the what? The cross. Say to your neighbor, it's about the cross. It's about the what? It's about the what? It's about the what? Because if the cross did not take place, I will not sit here. You will not sit here. It's because somebody had to go to the cross. That is why I'm sitting here. And I want the engineer to please. It's a video we have seen before. But I want us to watch it. Now, let me say something to you. Praise the Lord. You know, there's something I always tell people. If somebody comes to me and says, Jesus Christ died. And I say, how did he die? They say, he slept and never woke up. You know what I will look at it? I'll say, and it's normal. What I'm talking about. I've seen people that have been hitting and they sit and they put their head down. And the next thing, they have gone, they've crossed to the other side. But I want you to watch why Jesus Christ there for so unique. He went through what he did not need to do. And I think we are forgetting that part. That's why the meaning of Easter or Good Friday has been lost. I want to bring back to our memory so that at every time we remember this point, we will know that there is need to appreciate God. And my prayer is that the Lord will open our spirit of understanding, that as we watch this movie, let's see a man that had to go through a sin that he did not commit. A man that had to suffer for me and you for what he did not do. And please, reflect on it. And I pray that God will drop a message in your life this morning in the name of Jesus. Prophet, go ahead.
I'm trying to teach us or to tell us. We see what the man, our Jesus Christ, had to go through for what he did not do, for any sin that he did not commit, so that myself and you can sit down, can enjoy the goodness in it, can be called the sons and the daughter of God. I want to beg us that every time we remember what someone had to go through for me and you to alive, to have life, that will appreciate him the more. And I pray for us this morning that his death will not be a wasted death in the mighty name of Jesus. And so what do we need to do, brethren? To make sure that the death and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ is not a wasted one. Number one of the steps that we must continue to take is that we must continue to put our trust in him. We must continue to do what? Put our trust in him. Brethren, don't put your trust in any man, because men will fail you. But when you put your trust in the one that went on that cross to die for you, it will continue to open more doors to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Number two, you must learn to do what? Spend time in prayer. We must do what? Spend time in prayer. His death is not just for dying sake. It's for us to draw closer to him. And how do you do that? You spend time in prayer. You spend time praying with him, seeking him, going before him, making it your duty, so that at the end of the day, whatever might look as something that is frustrating you, it will turn it around and become a thing of joy in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. The only person that can turn things around is Jesus. It does not matter what anybody else is promising you. Spend time in prayer. Step number three. Not only are we supposed to spend time in prayer, we must spend time in studying his word. We must do what? Spend time in studying his words. The reason why a lot of doctrine pass by and people buy into it is because we have failed to study his words. That's why when people are doing things that are wrong, they begin to quote scripture to support what they are doing. And because some of us don't even understand the scripture they are quoting, we say, you're right. I support you. May we not support what will kill us in the name of Jesus. Amen. Spend time in studying his word, so that his death
on the cross of Calvary will not be a wasted debt in the name of Jesus. And finally, the question is, are you prepared? Are you prepared? Are you prepared? Are you prepared for his coming? Because it's time. The time is coming, it's closer than you imagine. How prepared are you? Is one leg in and one leg out? Or you are still trying to find a way to balance your life? My prayer for us this morning is that his death will not be a wasted one.
Amen.
And as we seek him, as we pray, as we trust in him, and we get ourselves ready for his coming, we will not be left behind.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Can we rise up this morning? I know today is our Sunday, our Thanksgiving day, but I wanted us to reflect on the death of our Lord Jesus Christ and making it possible for us to enjoy this day. And so I want you to lift up your voice and say, Father,
Father, help me
to see to it that your death is not wasted in my life. Lift up your voice and talk to the Almighty God and say, Father, help me. Everything that I need, Lord, to see to it that your point on the cross of Calvary to die for my sake is not a wasted one. Father, help me. Help me, help me, help me. Help me, help me, help me. Help me in the name of Jesus. Help me, darling. Thank you, Father, for in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Lastly, you are going to talk to the Almighty God. This is a week that I and you have never seen before. This is a month that myself and you have never seen before. I want you to lift up your voice unto the Almighty God. That, Father, as I go out this week, this is what I want you to do for me. Not for me alone, even for my children. Not for my children alone, even for my wife. Can we lift up our voice and begin to talk to the Almighty God? It's a week that we have never seen before. Why don't you lift up your voice and commit this week into the hands of God? And say, Father, this is what I'm believing you for. This is what I'm believing you for. As I go out throughout this week, the first week in the month of April, Lord, let every road that the enemy thought they have crossed begin to open. Let it be well with me, Lord. Throughout my day, Lord, hold on my step. Thank you, faithful Father. Blessed be your name, Lord. For in Jesus' mighty name, we are saved.